RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Under 5 minutes to go. Handoff. Kroski Merritt.
There you go.
And he stays on his feet for the touchdown. 10 yards for the Commanders. And Kroski Merritt gets there.
Have a day, Bill. Welcome back, Grant and Danny. Linnell's in for Danny. You're listening to The Fan. It's a Football Friday on G&D, presented by Chiniga Mios, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Linnell, I want to get into some of the kids faring well. This is the dream for Bill, though. This is why we all fell in love with him in training camp into the preseason. We've always said he can hit the home run. I didn't think he had that kind of finishing speed, end of play speed, where he was going to run away from the entire Cowboys defense. But you know he's got the wiggle and he's twitchy and he's got a club in the bag Chris Rodriguez doesn't have. How about a 72-yard house call? I don't even remember. It's got to be Adrian Peterson from 90. Like, that does not happen for these teams. It's got to be the broken plays where a guy gets through the line of scrimmage and, like, runs into the wall. Everyone stops playing. They come out the other side. This was an outside zone. He hit the hole perfectly. He ran away from the secondary. There's only one guy on this roster, and frankly, there's only one guy on this roster over many years that has been able to do that. That was awesome.
Yeah, and credit to Treylon Burks, credit to Connolly, Sinnott, all throwing key blocks on that. But to your point, in a season from hell, Bill Kroski Merritt has been quite the development. And I know it hasn't been linear in terms of his development. He's had ups and downs with the fumbles and, you know, the inconsistencies in pass pro, which I thought he was actually pretty good in pass pro yesterday as well, too. He is just – there's something there with that. I don't know, Grant, if he's the long-term RB1. I don't know if he's the RB1 next year. But there's something there with that, and I want to see more. I want to see more. I'm very intrigued. And it just seems like – and I listen to him every week with you guys. He just seems like a good kid. Like, he's a good dude. He's battled through some adversity. And for him to do that on Christmas, and I know his whole fam was watching, like, that's what football is about.
This is how you know I'm getting old. Because forever I was interviewing players that were older than me. And then I was interviewing my peers. And now I'm interviewing, in Bill's case, a guy that's like 15 years younger than me, which is bad. But, like, he is a sweet boy.
Yeah. He's just a good dude, man. Like, he's a good dude.
Dude, he comes on with us, Linnell, and he gets off the phone, and, like, Darius and I will just be like, what a nice guy.
Yep.
You know?
Like, love that about him. Love hearing the stories about cousins.
How root for him?
Love him. Love hearing it all. And the other thing that gets me with him is, and maybe casual fans, when you're watching, you don't pick this up, there's a joy that he plays with too, man. Like, he's always cheesing. Like, he got the ball knocked out of his hands yesterday. I think it was by Trayvon Diggs. And then Netflix cuts to him, and he's got the widest grin at Trayvon. Like, don't do that to me, kid. But, like, he's got a happy-to-be-here mentality, and I love that.
So he said to us, we were talking about the Christmas Day game, and he talked about the fact that he was super excited to play on Christmas Day because family all over the country is going to get to watch him. Like, I know they played 8 standalone games this year, and he played in most of them. But for him, this was a huge deal. He's like, you grow up watching these games on the holidays, and now you get to take part in one. And I do think it means a little more for these guys. But you said something I think that's correct, and we probably should double down on.
Mm-hmm.
The expectations got out of whack, I think, out of camp. When he became named the starter, especially the way the early part of the season went, when they're 3-2, that Chargers game, he goes off for 100 yards and a couple touchdowns, and I think we all thought this was about to be a rocket ship.
Yeah.
Like, buckle up, let's get our seatbelts on, we're taking off to the moon. It has not been that way.
No.
But if I was to have told you the moment after they drafted him in the 7th round out of Arizona, where he basically played 1 year of Division I football, or if I was to tell you, even in camp, during all of the buzz that this guy is going to maybe have a chance to start, that he would have 162 carries to lead the way, that he would average about 5 yards per carry. He's at 4.9 right now.
That's a hell of a number.
He has 8 rushing touchdowns. That is the most by any rookie running back, I believe, in the league. Like, this is a gigantic win in the 7th round. We spend a lot of time talking about L's with Adam Peters and the draft department and the team over the last couple of years. This is not just a win. This is the Vikings taking Washington to the woodshed 31-0. Like, they drafted this guy at basically when the draft was ending, and he's going to go for 800 yards and 9 touchdowns maybe as a rookie.
I love it.
Did we want a little more? Maybe. But this is a huge season, and you said it right. In a bad year, this has been one of the brightest spots for sure.
Yeah, and the thing that's awesome about it is he's the only running back under contract for next year. McNichols is a UFA. Rodriguez is a restricted free agent. I'm sure they'll tender him or something. But, I mean, I definitely think when it comes to this laundry list of offseason needs that you have, I've seen enough with Bill to where I wouldn't want to spend draft capital on another running back. I'm now in the market of, like, and this is something they specialized in, GP. Think about this. You're Olamide Zaccheaus type of signing. 28, hadn't really gotten an opportunity to come here and go off.
Right.
Jake Martin, 28, hadn't really gotten an opportunity to come here and go off. They've kind of specialized in that. I want to see that at running back coming up this offseason.
I do, too. We're going to actually get into their RB plan a little bit later in the show. I think at 425, I want to talk with you about where that ranks on the list of needs and wants. The problem I have...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With addressing running back, because it would be awesome to go out and to get a star like the Ravens did. Look at Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry last year when things were going well and they were cooking. Look at what Saquon did a season ago for Jalen Hurts. Like, when you have this dual threat dealing with the mesh point and pistol and read option and shotgun stuff, it can be a huge asset if you really invest big at running back. And before you have to pay Jaden Daniels, might be a time to do that. It's just going to end up being filed under the want column for me, not need, because of how many other things they desperately have to upgrade. Like, it's nice to have that running back, but you need to get better on your defensive line. You need an edge rusher. You need speed at linebacker. You need help in the secondary. You need a tight end who can get down the field in the seam. You need a receiver opposite McLaurin if you don't bring Debo back, and we could talk about that. So, yeah, the running back thing, I think, is a longer conversation. But I wanted to just give Bill some flowers.
He deserves it for sure.
He has kept going, you know, kept grinding. And that speed is scintillating. I'm not an anti-Chris Rodriguez guy. In fact, I'm a Mark.
Right.
I really like him, too. But, like, he is a very limited, low-ceiling player. He is a thumper who's going to get you four and a half a carry. I think he's a better version of Brian Robinson, to me.
I agree. And, better vision, too. Yep.
Yeah, like a similar player, though, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what the Niners did is smart. Let's bring in Brian Robinson because we got Christian McCaffrey as our guy.
Right.
But you're going to feel B-Rob. So when he gets the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth carry, like in those games where he gets 9 or 10 and we ran the ball 36 times or whatever, every one of those we're better for. And I think Chris Rodriguez is that guy. But I would love to get to a point, if it's those two, where Bill is what you major in and Rodriguez is what you minor in.
Yeah.
I was frustrated last week. Bill has the huge game 2 weeks ago.
Right.
He broke back out. Who was that against before the Eagles game?
The Giants.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So, and that was a matchup thing largely, right? But Bill played his butt off.
He did what
off
he was supposed
great.
To do.
Yeah, exactly. But he went out. He performed. So Rodriguez comes back, and I felt terrible for him being inactive because that was the terrible, worst run defense in the league.
Yeah.
Good matchup. But he misses that. So what do? They go right back to literally a 2-to-1 carry share for Rodriguez over Bill. And that was in a much tougher matchup against Philly, but then he's sick and can't play against the Cowboys where you were going to move the ball and run the ball on them.
Right.
So he's had some bad fortune here, but give me, if it's 27 carries between the two of them against the Eagles, give Bill 18 and give Rodriguez 9. Like, that's where I'd like to get to.
Yeah. I think when it all has to do with, like you said, the home run capability, that explosiveness, think about why we wanted a running back this offseason. Not because we just hated Brian Robinson. We wanted somebody that could get you somewhere in a hurry, right? Someone that can bust plays open so you're not relying and dependent upon these 15, 16-play drives. You wanted somebody that can score quick for you. Bill is that. I do believe that. It's just, I don't know, Grant, and like, tell me how you feel when you watch him. He looks like a back that has not had an entire offseason in an NFL strength and conditioning program. Like, he can stand to get stronger. He can run with a little bit better pad level. The pass pro can get better. The fumbling, obviously, has got to improve. But I'll be willing to live with all of those deficiencies if you can go get me 72-yard touchdown runs. You know what I'm
saying? So here's my favorite critique of Bill that I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Logan on Take Command, but I honestly don't remember. So if I'm using somebody else's line and I didn't give him credit, I apologize. But he said, whoever it was, we were talking about Bill, and they said, one of the real strengths in the NFL at that position is taking singles. And I talk about the home run being what he did, the 72-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
So in that parlance, right, like a double, you make a guy miss with a jump cut and you get 9, right? Or a triple is like the 22.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a single is get the 3 that's blocked and fall forward for 4 and it's 2nd and 6. And the point with Bill is that at times he has not wanted to take the single. He has wanted to make the move to get the extra 5 or whatever, and it turns into like -1 or, you know, sometimes it's instead of 3 or 4, you're getting 1. And the point is just take what's there, and it's death by paper cut. Like, you're gonna get your 2, your 3, your 3, your 4, your 2, your 3, 29.
Right.
And now it's 8 carries for 50 yards, and you got the average you want. But I don't think this is just a Bill point, although I think you could probably say he's done this some. I think a lot of young running backs are this way, especially, by the way, it's harder when now they're only giving you 7 or 8 carries.
Right. You're pressing.
Yeah. So you're like, okay, this is the third drive. I haven't seen the ball. I got to show them. They're doing this hot hand thing.
Yeah.
And Rodriguez has already got 2 drives. So I got to show them. First carry, someone's in the backfield. Instead of just running into them and getting back to the line, I try to bounce left, and now I lose 1 or 2. And so I think there was some of that with him. But all of that, the physical part you're talking about, this mental, like what you accept and what you take, knowing when to kind of make the move or not to, I think that's just going to come with time. But he was excellent, and that 72-yard run was, it's funny, Clinton Portis was on the telecast
with
Netflix. I had shades of the 64-yarder against the Bucks, you know, where I'm just like, did you think he was, when he got in the clear at the second level, did you think he was going to get all the way to the end zone on that?
So, yes, because I saw him change gears. Like, when he got to the sideline, I was like, oh, he's got that in his bag. What did he end up GPS tracking at, Grant? It was something like 23 miles an hour.
It was one of the faster carries by a back this this year. But I didn't think – see, he ran a 4.540. I'm not sitting here acting like that's slow. But, like, he's not a burner. The metrics that are really good for him are the first step stuff.
Yeah.
He's like the point guard that'll take you off the dribble like Gilbert used to do at 6'4". You know, he would blow past you. I don't think Gilbert was winning foot races against some of these dudes. But like, he would take you off the bounce. He's got you on his back like plastered. Now he's drawing contact, right? Bill is sudden.
Yeah.
But that long speed?
I didn't know he had it.
That was, and you're right. The gear he hit, I'm like, oh, he's about to get 50. And then he like, no, he's going to go.
And it looked kind of like him. It looked kind of like a gallop when he was doing it. Like you saw his torso stretch. True. And he
had like
going.
A gait. Yeah, it was funny. I was happy for him though. Yeah.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.